It's Tuesday, July 26, 2011. Faith, Hope, and Love Week started a little early this year with two areas, Noblesville and Northwest areas, doing outreaches on Saturday the 23rd. On Sunday the 24th, we were at University Park at the heart of Indianapolis, and we did our annual prayer celebration, prayer walk, and we had a few hundreds of people there. We had 250 dancers for as part of the celebrations, and the dancers left their shoes for the homeless, and the shoes will be given away on July 30th at one of the homeless ministry partners of Faith, Hope, and Love. That will include foot washing, worship, and again, giving away shoes. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to visit a project, a church renovation and neighborhood cleanup near Minnesota and State Avenue in Indianapolis. Met about 60-plus volunteers there from all over the country. We had some youth that came over from Illinois, from, you know, our very own Anderson, Indiana, also from Maryland, and they did a lot of cleaning up there. In the afternoon or in the evening, I was able to go to the new project this year. I would say it's a project because it's put together by one of our ministry partners, Tidewind Ministries, and this is for 24/7. They were able to identify and use a church for 24/7 prayer. It started last Sunday, and it's ongoing, available for anyone who would like to just spend time with the Lord by themselves and just reflect, you know, and take the time to just meditate on how good the Lord is, or worship, or do whatever you want. It was such a blessing for me. It seems like there was a voice that I heard, which, you know, I've been hearing, that God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit want relationship. And as I mentioned in the past, that it's not the projects or the services. Doesn't matter how big or how small things have done, but if it's not done in the name of Christ, and also with the authentic heart to help out others and to have authentic relationship with others, then really it's nothing. I just remember what the Bible says, that all these things, we can do these things, such as big and lofty things, and we can prophesy, and we can do thousands or millions worth of projects, but if we don't have love or love people, then it's really nothing. We're just making noises. So I would like to encourage all of you that yes, let's go ahead and do the projects. That's part of the transformation. But what really would transform our society is the authentic relationship, first of all, with our Creator and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and relationship with others. And that's really what we are called for in the first place in this world. So I will report once again, but I would like to encourage all of you that, again, you know, the two greatest commandments: love God with all your might, and love others as you love yourself. God bless you.